16th of October, 1985, I, Leanne Mudd, am here to interview John and Jill Settles in accordance with the St. Catherine College Oral History Project. John and Jill live at Route 3A, Springfield, Kentucky. They have two children, Jared, age 3, and Jenna, 10 months. Both John and Jill are involved in activities in the community. John is the Secretary Treasurer of DHIA, which is Dairy Herd Improvement Association, the Farm Bureau Director, Chairman of Washington County Extension Board, Director of the Central District Hosting Cattle Club, and a member of the Washington Marion County Chapter of Young Dairymen. Jill is a member of Washington County Dairy Wives and the Secretary of Farm Home Advisory Committee of Southern States. They are both members of the Willisburg Christian Church. The first question that I'd like to ask each of you is, when and where were each of you born? John?
I was born in Marion County, in the hospital in Layman.
When?
May 29th, 1963.
Jill?
I was born in Marion County in the hospital in Layman, and on July the 23rd, 1957.
When did you begin farming, John?
On my own, after graduating from Western Kentucky University in 1975.
Did you begin here in Washington County?
Yes.
Were you married when you began farming?
No.
How did you become interested in farming?
I was raised on a farm, lived on a farm all my life, and had been involved in several other jobs, mostly construction and trash jobs during school, and I just liked the way of life.
So obviously your parents farmed when you were younger?
Yes.
Where did they farm, in Washington County?
Very close to where I live now, on Mays Creek Road, close to Massville.
How long had they been farming?
They farmed all their life.
Was it back generations before your parents?
Yes, my grandfather and his father before him. I have a family history of farming.
Jill, do your parents farm?
Yes.
How long have they been farming?
All their life.
And their parents before them?
Yes.
In Washington County?
My mother's father was in Boyle County, most of his life. He was in Washington County part of the time, but my father's parents were in Washington County.
Jill, what are some of your responsibilities on the farm?
Well, I milk part-time. I guess you'd call it relief milker. And I take care of all the baby calves up till about 4 months of age. Keep all the records pertaining to our business. And I guess just whatever I'm needed to do, really. I help some with the crops as much as I can. But with two small children, it's a little harder now than it was before they were born.
Are the children interested in the farm? I know they're young, but do they show an interest in it?
Yes. Jared loves to help feed the calves, and he likes to go with his daddy to feed the cows. And he helps quite a bit for a three-year-old, I guess.
About how many cows are you currently milking?
We have 70 in line. It's a total of about 85 kind of dry cows.
Do you have any beef cattle?
No, none at all.
Have you ever had any beef cattle?
Yes, when I first started milking, I leased a farm and had perfect cattle, about approximately 30 brood cows.
How long has it been since you had beef cattle?
About 6 years.
Do you grow any crops?
I can grow virtually all of our crops associated with the dairy, all the corn for silage and alfalfa hay and grass hay, and we double crop a lot of our corn ground with small grains. We also raise the tobacco allotment that is on this farm, which this past year was about 4.5 acres.
Do you think your dairy operation would survive on its own without these crops?
That's a good question. Some studies indicate that many dairy farmers are better off to buy all their feed. But I feel like I need to utilize the land that is available and get a return from that land somehow. And the best way that for the type of land that we have is to raise crops and use it to feed the cows and get the return through the milk.
Could you describe your dairy operation in the beginning?
It's quite different than it is now. When I first started milking, I wasn't sure that that's what I wanted to do in order to make a living farming. So we had four little stanchions. Had to run cows in one at a time and milk them in bucket milkers and squat down underneath of them. And now we have a parlor that's pretty much automated.
What problems did you encounter in the beginning?
This farm was never has never been a dairy farm before. Therefore, there were no buildings on the farm that were suitable or readily suitable for a dairy farm. We had to convert a barn into calf pens, and then we had to build a milk parlor, and we built a silo and feeding facilities and hay storage and corn storage and manure handling facilities. So we kind of had to start from scratch and build what facilities we have today.
Are there any government policies that affect your farming operation, either for the good or the bad?
Yes, seems like the government policies directly affect the dairy farm, maybe more than other types of farming operations. Currently, milk prices are being lowered because the government says there's too much milk or the surplus, and they're having to buy the surplus in order to alleviate part of their purchases. They keep lowering the support price, which in turn lowers the price that I get for milk, so that directly affects my income.
What are some of your major problems today? That sounds like it may be one.
Well, many of the problems that we have today are the same as in the beginning. Finances were not as hard to obtain when I first started farming. Now, just obtaining the money, there has to be a complete explanation on liquidating the debt and how the debt will be serviced, whereas in the beginning, there was not much question if a farmer wanted a loan and it was a sound financial investment, then most lending institutions said yes.
Do you think you will encourage your children to become farmers? Either of you?
I really don't know. I think it's a good life. I'm proud that I, so far, have been able to raise our kids on a farm. I feel farming is an occupation that gets very little respect from the rest of the population. Seems like we have a cheap food policy in this country, and everything is done to keep consumer prices down. Therefore, the farmers get no respect. And I don't know if I want my son or daughter to be in that position. It gets rather frustrating at times.
Do you have any comments on that, Jill?
Well, like John said, I feel like it's a good way of life, but I think there would be a lot of situations to consider at the time. It just depends on what the government policies are that's set and how they will affect farming at that particular time. I guess I would encourage them as far as for the way of life that it is, but it would just totally depend on what the situation was at the time as far as financials.
There sure are a lot of pluses that go along with living on a farm that quote city people don't have. Just being able to walk out in the middle of a field and to be close to nature and to see a calf born, just some little things that singly don't mean a lot, but putting all of them together kind of gets you back to nature. I like that closeness with the land.
Do you think that may make your children appreciate life more?
I hope so. Even as young as Jared is, he has been with us several times when cows have given birth to new calves, and I doubt if there are many three-year-olds that have experienced that. And I think he understands more about life, and hopefully we can instill in him the values of life, having him grow up around nature and seeing calves born and other baby farm animals and grow and develop.
Do you think it's possible for the small farmer to compete successfully with the larger ones in the dairy industry?
Well, I really consider myself a small farmer, family operation. Yes, I believe so. It all comes down to a matter of efficiency. It has to be good management, and the efficient manager is going to survive. I don't think it has a lot to do with the size of the operation.
This one's going to be directed at both of you. If you weren't a farmer, is there another occupation that you think you would choose right off hand?
I've many times thought that I would like to be a large animal veterinarian.
What did you major in college?
I had a double major in biology and agriculture with a minor in chemistry.
What occupation do you think you would choose, Jill?
Well, I don't really know for sure. I enjoy being with my children, and by farming, I can help on the farm and also do that. But I think if I had to choose, I would like something related to the agriculture field. I don't know quite sure what it would be, but...
So you both have really grown close to the agricultural work?
Yes, I think so. I've always enjoyed farming, and even when I was small, I always said I wanted to marry a farmer. So I guess I just always liked.
What do you see in the future for the dairy cattle farmers? Is it getting better or worse?
At present and in the near future for the next year or two, I don't foresee much change in direction. It's continually getting worse. If enough farmers go out, then the supply will get smaller, and we'll be back on our supply will meet the demand, and I think prices will have to increase. Then it will put us in a little bit more favorable position as far as the amount of money we get for our milk. But I think for the short term, things are not going to get any better. It's going to be, in my opinion, at least 3 years down the road.
Okay, thank you for your interview.